triathlon.
我是一个很喜爱奥林匹克冬季运动的人。
It's an Olympic event where athletes cross-country ski as fast as they can to race to a shooting range.
它是奥林匹克的一个项目，运动员们首先要快速的越野滑雪到达射击区。
And there they stand stock still and work with 7 shots to knock down 5 targets.
然后他们在那里纹丝不动的站立，对准五个目标发射七次。
If they take more than 7 shots, they must reload.
如果他们超过七次，就必须重新安装子弹。
And in some races, they must take a penalty lap, which generally takes about 25 to 30 seconds to complete for each missed target.
在有一些比赛当中，他们每错过一次靶子，还必须滑一次惩罚赛道，通常要花25到30秒钟来完成。
I love to watch this sport because for me, it's the ultimate test of endurance and self-control.
我爱看这项体育比赛，因为对我来说，这个是对耐力和自制力的最大考验。
And Olympic athletes give up much time and effort to train and compete.
奥林匹克运动员们付出如此多的时间和努力来训练和比赛。
And it's all for only 1 or 2 weeks at the global games.
而且这些都只是为了这些国际比赛的一两个星期而已。
They trust their training and their ability to compete so that they can earn Olympic accolades.
他们相信自己的训练和竞赛能力，以至于他们可以赢得奥运会的殊荣。
For them, the Olympic Games are the ultimate test of their training and preparation.
奥运比赛是对他们的训练和准备工作的最大考验。
The competition then reveals what they put their hope and trust in as they aim to be the best in the world.
比赛显露出当他们争当世界第一的时候，他们把希望放在什么上面，他们信靠的又是什么。
Now I know that you aren't an Olympic athlete training to compete in the biathlon.
那我知道你们现在不是一个正在准备参加冬季两项奥运比赛的奥林匹克运动员。
But what are you aiming at?
那你正在努力的目标是什么呢？
And what are you putting your trust in to get you there?
那你所信赖的能够让你达成目标的又是什么呢？
At some point you will face a test.
在某一个时刻你会需要面对一个考验。
And will that thing that you hope and trust in help you to achieve your goal?
你所希望和相信的事物能够帮助你达到你的目标吗？
Perhaps you're aiming at retirement.
也许你的目标是退休。
But when it comes time for retirement, will you have enough?
但是当退休的时间到了的时候，你有足够的积蓄吗？
Perhaps you're aiming at establishing independence through getting a place of your own.
也许你正努力追求通过拥有自己的房子而达到自立。
You've invested time and energy so you into a job and saved up so that you can make a down payment on a place of your own.
你也许已经投入时间和精力做一份工作，也存了一些钱可以付一个房子的首付，并且搬进去。
But will you have enough to keep the place and save for the future?
但是你有足够的钱来保持这个房子，并且为将来存钱吗？
Will those things that you put your hope for and trust in help you to achieve your goal?
那些你所信靠的事物能够帮助你达成你的目标吗？
When we read the Bible, we can see that the people in it were just like us.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们可以看到圣经里的人物就像我们一样。
For example, Abraham was aiming at obtaining the promises of God.
例如亚伯拉罕所关注的是得到上帝的应许。
He put his hope in Isaac to help him to obtain the promises.
他把希望放在以撒身上来帮他得到应许。
But then he faces the ultimate test.
但是随后他就面对了一个最大的考验。
This morning, as we consider the ultimate test that Abraham faced,
今天早晨，当我们来思考亚伯拉罕所面对的这个最大的考验的时候，
We will look at the ultimate purpose.
我们会来看这个最终的目的。
That's in verses 1 to 10.
是在经文一到十节。
And we'll answer the questions of why God asked this of Abraham.
我们会来回答为什么神要让亚伯拉罕这样做这个问题。
And why Abraham responded in obedience.
我们也会回答为什么亚伯拉罕以顺服来回应。
Then we'll look at the ultimate proof in verses 11 to 14.
然后我们会看从经文十一到十四节来看这个最大的凭据。
Seeing the proof that was given in this test. promise.
来看一下在这个考验当中所给出的这个凭据。
And we'll also look at the ultimate promises in verses 15 to 19.
我们也会看在经文15到19节里面的这个最大的应许。
And see, how this ultimate test led to the ultimate blessing.
来看一下这个最大的考验是如何带来最大的福气的。
So if you do not have it still, please turn in your Bible to Genesis 22, starting at verse 1.
所以如果你还没有打开圣经的话，请你现在打开圣经，翻到创世纪22章，从第一节开始。
And since this passage starts with God, we will start with God too.
那既然这一节这个段圣经是从神开始，那我们也来从神开始讲。
God's purpose for testing Abraham is revealed in what God asks.
神考验亚伯拉罕的目的体现在神所问的问题上。
He tells Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love."
他告诉亚伯拉罕说，带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。
And go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering.
往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
I don't know if you realize this, but Isaac was not Abraham's only son.
我不知道你是否意识到这一点，以撒并不是亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子。
He had another son named Ishmael.
他还有一个儿子名叫以实玛利。
Abraham had sent him away in the last chapter.
在前面一章二十一章里面，亚伯拉罕把他打发走了。
Moreover, every time in this chapter where God talks about Isaac,
而且在这个章节里面，每一次神提到以撒的时候
，He calls Isaac, Abraham's only son.
他总是称呼以撒为亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子。
In fact, God is the only one to call Isaac Abraham's only son in the whole Bible.
实际上，在整本圣经里面，神是唯一一个称以撒为亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子的人。
But why?
为什么呢？
Why call Isaac Abraham's only son?
为什么称以撒为亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子呢？
Well, there's a couple reasons.
有几个原因。
First, Isaac is Abraham's hope.
首先，以撒是亚伯拉罕的希望、盼望。
He is the one through whom God will give His promises.
他是要成就神应许的那一位。
But we also see that Isaac is the son whom Abraham loved.
但我们也看到以撒是亚伯拉罕所爱的儿子。
Abraham was in danger of putting his hope in Isaac instead of God.
亚伯拉罕把他的希望放在以撒身上，而不是神身上，是很危险的。
God calls Isaac Abraham's only son to show Abraham who he hopes in, and to warn Abraham about idolatry.
神称以撒为亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子，好让亚伯拉罕来看到他把希望放在谁身上，也来提醒他不可以拜偶像。
But why does God ask for this anyway?
但是到底为什么神要这样来要求亚伯拉罕呢？
What is God doing?
神到底要做什么？
God is doing a couple things.
神要达成几件事情。
First, by asking for Abraham to sacrifice his son, God is revealing a couple things to Abraham.
首先，通过要求亚伯拉罕献以撒为祭，神在向亚伯拉罕启示几件事情。
God is showing Abraham Abraham's heart.
他把亚伯拉罕的内心展示给他看。
He's helping Abraham to see if Abraham loves God more than the good gifts that God has given to him in Isaac.
他在帮助亚伯拉罕看见他是否爱神自己超过爱神借着以撒赐给他的美好礼物。
But God is not merely revealing Abraham's heart.
但是神并不只是在展示亚伯拉罕的内心。
God is also revealing his own heart to Abraham.
神也把他自己的内心展示给亚伯拉罕。
He is showing Abraham yet again that he is the God who provides.
他再次向亚伯拉罕表明他是那供应的神。
He tells Abraham to sacrifice his son so that he can provide.
他告诉亚伯拉罕把儿子献上为祭，好让他来预备。
Secondly, God is calling in the debt for which Abraham, that Abraham has, which needs to be paid.
其次，神要让亚伯拉罕所欠的债被偿还。
But what debt does Abraham have?
那亚伯拉罕欠什么债呢？
What's the debt that we all have?
这是我们每一个人都欠的债。
We all have the debt of sin.
我们都欠罪债。
If you look in the prophet Micah, you see him wrestle with this question in chapter 6, verse 7.
你如果看先知弥迦书的话，你就能看到在第六章第七节那里，他苦苦地思索一个问题。
Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions?
我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子？
The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul.
为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
Author Tim Keller explains.
作者提姆凯勒解释说。
See, God was not just asking him to walk over to Isaac's tent and murder him.
神没有让他走到以撒的帐篷去谋杀他。
God asked Abraham to make Isaac a burnt offering.
神让亚伯拉罕献以撒为燔祭。
He was calling in Abraham's debt.
他是在传唤亚伯拉罕的债务，或者说提醒亚伯拉罕的债务。
His son was going to die for the sins of the family.
他的儿子将要为这个家的罪而死。
So God is doing multiple things in this test.
所以在这个考验中，神同时要做成几件事情。
God is showing Abraham God's heart and Abraham's heart.
神向亚伯拉罕展示他自己的心和神的心。
God is also revealing that Abraham has a debt to pay which he can't pay himself.
神也启示亚伯拉罕说他有债务需要偿还，而那个是他自己无法偿还的。
And we can see through Abraham's actions that he was willing to give God what God had given to him.
从亚伯拉罕的行为，我们看到他愿意把神给他的东西拿给神。
He was willing to give up Isaac even though Isaac was his son who had been miraculously given to him.
他愿意放弃以撒，尽管以撒是他的儿子，并且是奇迹般赐给他的。
He was willing to give up Isaac.
他愿意放弃以撒。
Even though Isaac was his only son by his beloved wife Sarah.
尽管以撒是他亲爱的妻子撒拉所生唯一的儿子。
He was willing to give up Isaac.
他愿意放弃以撒。
Even though Isaac was the son that he had put his hopes and dreams in.
尽管他把他的希望和梦想都放在了儿子以撒身上。
Because God had said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named.
因为神说过，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
It says that in Genesis 21 verse 12.
这个是在创世纪21章第十二节里面说的。
But how do we know that God or that Abraham was willing to give up Isaac?
那我们怎么知道亚伯拉罕愿意放弃以撒呢？
We can look at how he acted and why he acted.
我们可以来看一下他是怎么反应的，以及他为什么这样反应。
In verse 3, he gets up very early in the morning.
在第三节那里，他早晨很早就起来。
He gets the people together, the supplies, and then sets out.
他把人招聚到一起，把用具准备好，然后就出发了。
He makes the three-day journey in verse 4.
他用在第四节那里说到他走了三天的路程。
And then we see some of his trust in verse 5 when he tells his servants to stay put.
然后在第五节那里，我们可以看到他的一些信心。他告诉仆人说，在那里等候。
That he and his son will go and worship and will come back.
他说他和儿子去拜一拜就回来。
Clearly, Abraham trusts that God will provide.
很显然，亚伯拉罕相信说神会供应。
And in verse 6, our story slows down.
在第六节，这个故事慢了下来。
We see Abraham taking the fire and the knife, which were both symbols of judgment.
我们看到亚伯拉罕带着火和刀，这两样都是审判的象征。
We see Isaac carrying the wood.
我们看到以撒背着柴。
Then in verse 7, for the first and only time, Isaac speaks.
然后在第七节，以撒头一次也是唯一一次开说了话。
Isaac is not stupid.
以撒不是傻瓜。
He knows that they are going to go to a sacrifice.
他知道他们要去献燔祭。
He knows that they have everything for the sacrifice except the animal.
他知道他们有了献燔祭所需要的一切的东西，除了燔祭牲。
So he asks, "Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
所以他问燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
In verse 8, Abraham expresses his trust in God yet again.
在第八节，亚伯拉罕再一次表达了他对神的信靠。
When he says, "God Himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son."
当他说我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Abraham acts because he trusts that God will provide.
亚伯拉罕这么说是因为他相信神会预备，神会供应。
But that leads us to verse 9.
这就把我们带到了第九节。
Which highlights Isaac's obedience in this final test for Abraham.
那他也凸显了以撒在这个最后的考验当中对亚伯拉罕的顺服。
One commentator points out.
有一个圣经评论家指出。
It would have been easier for Abraham to cut Isaac's throat or stab him in the back.
对亚伯拉罕来说，割以撒的喉咙或者从背后刺死他，要比把他绑起来。
Rather than to tie him up and put him on the altar.
要比把他绑起来放到祭坛上容易得多。
But he was tied.
但是他被捆绑了。
Indicating his own willing submission to God's command revealed to his father.
显示出他自己愿意降服于神启示给他父亲的命令。
And then we come to verse 10.
然后我们就到了第十节。
Which is the point of the greatest tension in the story.
这也是故事最紧张的地方。
This verse hangs in the air like Abraham's trembling hand as it grasped the knife.
这一节经文悬在空中，就仿佛亚伯拉罕颤抖的手拿着刀。
Where he's ready to sacrifice his son, his only son, Isaac, whom he loved.
准备要杀他的儿子，他唯一的儿子，他所爱的以撒。
So as we consider the ultimate test in Abraham's life, we see the ultimate purpose in verses 1 to 10.
在我们思考亚伯拉罕生命中这个最大的考验的时候，我们也从一到十节经文中看到了一个最终的目的。
And God was revealing himself.And Abraham was displaying his trust in God.
神在启示他自己，亚伯拉罕在表达他对神的信靠。
Now we see the ultimate proofs in this test in verses 11 to 14.
现在我们从十一到十四节经文可以看到这个考验的最重要的凭据。
In verses 11 to 12, we see the proof of Abraham's faith.
在十一到十二节那里，我们看到亚伯拉罕信心的凭据。
And in verses 13 to 14, we see proof of God's providence.
在十三到十四节那里，我们看到神的供应的凭据。
So since we read it, we'll just keep going.
既然我们已经念过经文了，那我们就继续往下讲。
When Abraham is just about to take his only son's life, the angel of the Lord calls to Abraham and stops him from going through with it.
当亚伯拉罕就要取他独生儿子性命的时候，主的使者呼叫亚伯拉罕，制止了他，没有让他往下进行。
He explains that he knows that Abraham fears God.
他说他知道亚伯拉罕敬畏神。
In the words of Tim Keller,
用Tim Keller 的话说。
The Lord is saying, "Now I know that you love me more than anything in the world."
主在说，现在我知道你爱我超过爱世上的任何事物。
That's what the fear of God means.
这也就是敬畏神的意思。
Abraham's obedience is proof of his love for God.
亚伯拉罕的顺服就是他爱神的凭据。
In verses 13 to 14, we see proof of God's provision.
在十三到十四节那里，我们也看到神的供应的凭据。
For whatever reason, at this moment, Abraham looks up and sees a ram nearby, caught in the thicket.
不知道什么原因，这个时候亚伯拉罕抬起头，看到附近有一只公羊，两只脚扣在稠密的树丛中。
He takes that and offers it as a burnt offering instead of his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子以撒。
Abraham has trusted that God will provide, and now God has.
亚伯拉罕一直相信神会供应，那现在神真的预备了。
Abraham and Isaac worship the Lord together, proving yet again that God will provide.
亚伯拉罕和以撒一起敬拜神，再一次的证明了神会预备。
Abraham's trust in God has not been a blind leap in the dark.
亚伯拉罕对神的信心并不是在黑暗中的盲目的跳跃。
Abraham has seen God provide Isaac miraculously.
亚伯拉罕已经看到神奇迹般的赐给他们以撒。
Abraham has seen God rescue Lot.
他也见过神拯救罗德。
He has seen God's blessings through his sojourning.
他也在客居他乡的这个旅程当中看到了神的赐福。
He has seen that God is the one who can provide.
他已经看到了神是那位可以供应的神。
He had known it, but in this test, he experiences that the Lord is the one who sees him and provides.
他知道这一点，但是在这一个考验当中，他经历到神是看见他并且供应他的那一位。
The Lord who sees him is the same God who reveals himself.
那个看见他的主与那个启示他并自己供应亚伯拉罕的主是同一个。
And provides for Abraham so that Abraham can experience him.
他也供应给亚伯拉罕，以至于亚伯拉罕可以经历到他。
The ram is another proof of God's gracious providence.
公羊是神恩典供应的另一个证据。
So we now have seen.In this ultimate test, the ultimate purpose and the ultimate proof.
现在我们已经从这个最大的考验当中看到了最终的目的和最重要的凭据。
And based on the ultimate proof, we find the ultimate promise.
根据这个最重要的凭据，我们也可以找到那个最大的应许。
And that's found in verses 15 to 19.
这个是在经文十五到十九节里。
And these are the last words that God speaks to Abraham in the book of Genesis.
这也是神对亚伯拉罕在创世纪这本书中最后所说的话。
in them, God is making some incredible promises, some ultimate promises to Abraham.
神在这些话当中是给亚伯拉罕一些令人置信的应许，一些最大的应许。
God explains that because Abraham has acted, God would now act.
神解释说，因为亚伯拉罕采取了行动，所以神也将采取行动。
Matthew Henry points out.
亨利马太指出说。
Abraham did not withhold his best.
亚伯拉罕没有留下他最好的。
So God will bestow His best.
所以神也将赐下他最好的。
And what exactly does God promise to do?
那么神到底应许要做什么呢？
God promises to bless Abraham.
神应许要赐福亚伯拉罕。
Specifically, He promises to bless Abraham's offspring.
特别的，他应许要赐福亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The Lord says that Abraham's offspring will be numerous.
神说亚伯拉罕的后裔将是数不清的。
Since He will multiply them.
因为他将要使他们多起来。
Previously, he had said that he would make them numerous like stars.
之前他说过他会使他们多如星星。
He adds in verse 17 that they will be like the sand of the seashore.
在十七节那里他又说他们将多如海边的沙。
In other words, they will be innumerably numerous.
就是换句话说他们将多得无法胜数。
Not only will they be numerous, but they will be victorious.
而且他们不但人数众多他们也会是不可战胜的。
Possess the gates of their enemies.
他们会得着仇敌。
And we see in verse 18 that Abraham's descendants will be influential.
在十八节那里，我们也看到亚伯拉罕的后裔也将会是深具影响力的。
It's through Abraham's descendants that all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
地上万国都将因亚伯拉罕的后裔而得福。
And when God ends His promises, Abraham and Isaac return to the men, waiting with the donkey, and they head to Beersheba.
当神说完他的应许之后，亚伯拉罕和以撒就回到驴和驴一起在那里等候的人那里，然后他们朝别示巴走去。
And this seems to be the end of the story.
这个听起来好像是故事的结尾。
But it's not.
但是并不是。
Abraham knew that he could trust God to provide.
亚伯拉罕知道说他可以相信神会供应。
That's why he told Isaac, "The Lord Himself will provide a lamb for a burnt offering."
所以他告诉以撒说，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
But if you were paying attention, the Lord did not provide a lamb.
但是如果你留心的话，你会注意到说神预备的并不是一只羊羔。
He provided a ram.
他预备的是一只公羊。
You can find that in verse 13.
你可以看到在十三节那里。
So was Abraham wrong when he said that God would provide a lamb?
那么当亚伯拉罕说神必预备一只羊羔的时候，他说错了吗？
Short answer, nope.
简短的回答不是。
Long answer.
长一点的回答呢？
This ultimate promise which God gives to Abraham points to the ultimate provision.
神给亚伯拉罕的这个最大的应许是指向那个最大的预备。
It points to the ultimate blessing.
也指向那个最大的福气。
The ultimate person.
和最终极的那个人。
I'm talking about Jesus.
我指的是耶稣。
How will all nations be blessed through Abraham's descendant?
万国如何因亚伯拉罕的后裔而得福呢？
It's through Abraham's descendant Jesus that God blesses all the nations of the earth.
神是借着亚伯拉罕的后裔耶稣来赐福给地上的万国。
You see, God made us for a relationship with Him.
你们能看到说神造我们是要让我们和他有关系。
God wants us to experience Him.
神想要让我们来经历他。
God made us to experience Him.
神造我们来经历他。
But in our experience with God, we, like our first parents, rebelled against God.
但是在我们经历神的过程当中，我们就像我们的第一对父母一样，我们背逆神。
We tell God.
我们对神说。
I know better than you how to live my life.
我比你知道该怎样过我的生活。
I'm going to do things my way.
我要按照我的方式来做事情。
The Bible calls this sin.
圣经管这个叫做罪。
And it's something that we all have and something that we all do.
这是我们全都有也全都在做的事情。
And because of our sin, we owe a debt to God.
因着我们的罪，我们欠神的债。
The debt we owe is the debt of death.
而我们欠的是死的债。
Our sin deserves death.
我们的罪该死。
But God in His grace allows for someone else to pay that debt.
但是神在他的恩典里面允许别人来偿还那个债务。
Abraham thought it would be Isaac.
亚伯拉罕以为是以撒。
But God provides a substitute even for Isaac.
但是神甚至为以撒也预备了替代者。
God sends a substitute that isn't a ram.
神派来的替代者并不是一只公羊。
Instead, God sent the Lamb of God.
取而代之的，神派来的是神的羔羊。
Sent Jesus.
他派来耶稣。
To pay the debt for Abraham's and our sin.
来偿付亚伯拉罕和我们的罪债。
Abraham had said, "The Lord Himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering."
亚伯拉罕说，神必自己预备献祭的羔羊。
Abraham said that, but God makes good on Abraham's promise.
亚伯拉罕是这样说的，但是是神成就了亚伯拉罕所这样的说法。
God provides the lamb.
神预备了羔羊。
God sends His Son, His only Son, Jesus, whom He loves.
神差遣了他的儿子，他的独生子耶稣，他所爱的。
And that Lamb of God, like Isaac,
而那位神的羔羊就像以撒一样。
Walks up the hill carrying the wood upon which he would be laid.
走上山坡，背着那他将被放在上面的木头。
He, like Isaac, goes obediently to be sacrificed.
他就像以撒一样顺服地被献上。
He willingly lays down his life to be sacrificed as a substitute for our sin.
他甘愿舍弃生命被献上作为祭物，代替我们的罪。
Or even for Abraham's sin.
也甚至代替亚伯拉罕的罪。
And because of what Jesus has done,
当因着耶稣所成就的。
We can respond to God.
我们可以回应神。
Putting our trust in Him and turning away from our sin.
我们可以信靠神，并且转离罪。
Again from Keller.
还是凯勒的话说。
God saw Abraham's sacrifice and said.
神看着亚伯拉罕献的祭说。
Now I know that you love me.
现在我知道你爱我。
Because you did not withhold your only son from me.
因为你没有留下你的独生儿子不给我。
But how much more can we look at His sacrifice on the cross?
但是当我们看着他在十字架上所献的祭时，我们得有多么应该对神说。
And then say to God.
对神说。
Now we know that you love us.
现在我们知道你爱我们。
For you did not withhold your son, your only son.
因为你没有留下你的儿子，你的独生儿子。
Whom you love.
你所爱的。
From us.
不给我们。
When the magnitude of what he did dawns on us,
当我们明白了他所做的这个事情有多么重大时，
it makes it finally possible to rest our hearts in him rather than anything else.
我们才有可能最终把心安息在神里面，而不是在任何其他的事物上面。
Jesus is the ultimate provision.
耶稣就是那最大的预备。
When we have him,
当我们有了耶稣的时候，
we have everything that we need.
我们就有了我们所需要的一切。
So where does that leave us today?
那今天我们的领受是什么呢？
How are we to respond to God's ultimate provision?
我们要怎样来回应神这最大的预备呢？
Some of you are here this morning are not Christian.
今天早晨你们当中有些人还不是基督徒。
You have not put your trust in Jesus to save you.
你们还没有信靠耶稣来拯救你。
You haven't committed your life to following him.
你们还没有把自己的生命委身来跟从他。
You need to respond to Jesus.
你需要来回应耶稣。
Take time to consider.
花时间来想一想。
Is Jesus really the ultimate provision?
耶稣真的是那个最大的预备吗？
Have you ever met anyone who is like him?
你有没有遇见过任何人像他一样？
Anyone who's made the claims that he has made.
任何人像他那样宣告。
Anyone who did the things that he did.
任何人像他那样行事。
He alone is the ultimate provision for your need, and you can trust him.
唯有他是对你们的需要的最大的预备，而且你可以信靠他。
For brothers and sisters today.
对于今天弟兄姐妹们来说。
Here's the main point.
这是我要说的要点。
You can trust the Lord to provide.
你们可以信靠神的供应。
Today we start the sermon series on experiencing God.
今天我们开始讲题目为经历神的一系列讲道。
God wants us to grow in our experience of Him.
神要让我们在经历他的过程中成长。
God initiates this growth and it pushes us out of our comfort zone so that we will grow.
神发起这个成长过程，并且把我们推离我们的康复装，让我们来成长。
Consider how far out of his comfort zone that God pushed Abraham.
想一想，神把亚伯拉罕推离他的康复装多远。
Maybe God's pushing you out of your comfort zone by encouraging you to host volunteer builders.
也许神要把你推出你的康服装来，就是让你来能够接待我们的建筑义工。
But as you trust the Lord to provide,
但是随着你信靠神的预备，
you will grow in your understanding and experience of God, just like Abraham did.
你对神的明白和经验就也会增长，就如同亚伯拉罕一样。
For example, when God tells you to do something,
假如比方说，当神告诉你做某件事的时候，
often there are many things that get in the way.
常常会有许多别的事情来拦阻。
The means fail.
方法会失败。
We don't know which way to go.
我们不知道该走哪条路。
The path may even seem to be blocked going forward.
甚至看起来道路被堵塞，无法向前。
But it's in these moments that we trust God to provide.
但是就是在这样的时刻，我们相信神的预备。
To make a way open for us where there is no way.
在没有路的地方为我们开一条通路。
We trust that God will do a new thing for us.
我们相信说神会为我们做一件新事。
When we trust God to provide.
当我们相信神会预备的时候，
we will experience God and His perfect provision.
我们就经历到神和他完美的供应。
Growing to know Him more intimately and personally.
我们会成长，并且更亲密的、更个人的认识他。
God wants us to experience Him.
神想要我们来经历他。
Which happens as we trust the Lord to provide.
而且当我们相信神会供应的时候，我们就会经历到他。
When we trust the Lord to provide.
当我们相信神会供应的时候。
Or we can respond to God the way that Abraham did.
我们就能够像亚伯拉罕那样来回应神。
We can respond to God with unqualified availability.
我们可以用绝对的随叫随到来回应神。
Saying anytime and anywhere, God.
对神说随时随地都可以。
We can also respond to God with unhesitating readiness to obey.
我们也可以用毫不犹豫、乐意顺服来回应神。
Saying anything you want, God, I'm yours.
对神说你要什么都可以，我是你的。
And often, the thing that God calls us to do,
通常神呼召我们来做的事情是，
is to give up anything that we love more than Him.
是要我们放弃任何令我们爱他超过爱神的事情。
But you can do this because you can trust that the Lord will provide.
但是你是可以做到的，因为你相信说神必预备。
You can do this because you have seen that the Lord has provided.
你可以做到的，因为你已经看到神所预备的。
That He has given up His very best by giving up the Son whom He loves.
因为他放弃了他最爱的儿子，把他最好的给了我们。
For those of us who are Christian,
对于我们当中的基督徒，
God is calling us to follow Him.
神正呼召我们来跟从他。
To do so with unqualified availability and unhesitating readiness to obey.
让我们以绝对的随叫随到和毫不犹豫的甘心乐意来服从他。
A pastor at the turn of last century said,
在上个世纪之交的时候，有一位牧师这样说，
said, Oh, that there were in all of us a similar determination to sacrifice our dearest interests for God.
那在我们所有人里面都有的一个相似的决心，要为神牺牲我们最亲爱的兴趣。
And a similar readiness to yield up our very lives in obedience to His will.
和一个相似的甘心乐意，要降服我们的生命来顺服他的旨意。
So let me ask.
那让我来问。
Is there something that you need to give up?
有没有什么东西是你需要放弃的？
Something that you need to sacrifice or to give to the Lord.
有没有什么东西是你需要牺牲的来交给神的？
So that God alone will be your hope, your comfort, and your security.
好让神自己成为你的希望、你的安慰和你的保障。
Is there something that you need to do?
有没有什么事情是你需要做的？
So you can step out with a faith like Abraham's.
那好让你能够带着亚伯拉罕一样的信心走出去。
And trust that God will provide.
相信说神必预备。
The reason I ask.
我问的原因是。
It's because I know that when you trust that the Lord will provide.
因为我知道当你相信神必供应的时候。
That you can give up anything to follow God.
你就能够放弃一切来跟从神。
You can do anything to obey Him because you trust Him.
你就能够做任何的事情来顺服他，因为你相信他。
So this morning, let me close with a quote by C.S. Lewis.
所以今天早晨，让我引用 C.S. Lewis 鲁伊士的一段话来结束。
And then a concluding thought.
也是一个结尾的一个想法。
Okay, C.S. Lewis wrote in his work *Mere Christianity*.
C.S. Lewis 在他的一本书《返璞归真》结尾这样说
：“Keep back nothing.
不要留下任何东西不给出去。
Nothing that you have not given away will be ever really be yours.
你没有给出去的任何东西从来都不会真正成为你的。
Nothing in you that has not died will ever be raised to, from the dead.
那个在你里面从来没有死过的东西永远不会从死里复活。
If you look out for yourself,
如果你只是寻找你自己,
you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay.
那你所找到的从长远来看必将是仇恨、孤单、绝望、愤怒、毁坏和腐朽。
But look for Christ and you will find him.
但是如果你寻找耶稣，你就必寻见他。
And with him, everything else thrown in.
以及任何随他一起来的事物。
Put differently.
换句话说，
when you keep nothing back,
当你没有任何东西需要保留时，
you will find that having Jesus, you have everything you need.
你就会发现说，有了耶稣，你就有了你所需要的一切。
You can trust that the Lord will provide.
你可以相信说神必预备。
God has and still does today.
神已经预备，并且今天仍然预备。
May God bless the preaching of His word.
愿神祝福今天的话语。